Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Yud Gimel. Today's shiur is sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas Zisa Bas Elio Shlomo Celia Gewurz Levine. Alea Hashalom, whose 13th yahrzeit is today, and it's in memory dedicated by her children, her grandchildren, and her great grandchildren. We thank the Levine family for their sponsorship. Okay, let's get to Yud Beis Amud Beis. We'll start with a couple lines from the bottom. So yesterday we got into the sugya that's going to take us over the next day or two. The sugya is of Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, and many halachic mechanisms that are working against each other and how they fit in together. The Mishnah started off between all these Mishnayos or Machlokas between the husband and the wife, what exactly occurred and when it occurred. So in our Mishnah, the husband and the wife got married, and she says, "Misher rastani ne'anasti at shas kiddushin, I was a psula, and sometime between erisin and isuin, because it was done in the days of old, with much time in between, sometime between erisin and isuin, ne'anasti." Meaning, at the time of Kiddushin, which is the moment that the Chiyuv of Ksuba kick in, we pointed out the Tosas Rid last time, who says this Mishnah seems to be a foolproof raya that the Chiyuv of Ksuba kicks in Bishas Kiddushin, not just Bishas Nisuin, because that's when the doesn't seem to be an argument about that. So she says, at Shas Kiddushin I was a psula, so I'm entitled to 200, and afterwards I was Ne'anas, and therefore I am entitled to everything, and it is your problem. Nistakva Sadeyu, it is your bad luck. And he says, no, something happened before Erisin. So it was a Mekatos, and I don't have to pay you anything. Says the Machlokas Tanoim what the halacha is. The Gemara then tried to say, maybe this Machlokas regarding Ksuba is a parallel Machlokas regarding Dini Mamanis, the Machlokas of Manali Biyatcha. So Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me 100, and he says, I don't know. So that's another Machlokas. So shouldn't we parallel these machlokos? That's where we left off. Shouldn't we say, just like in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer says, she is believed because Bari Vishema Bari Ad. If she is sure what happened, the husband doesn't really know exactly what happened. He doesn't have witnesses. So we say she wins, Ne'emenes. So too, maybe that'll be the exact shita of Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna in the discussion in the Gemara of Manali Biyotcha. They say, you owe me money. And the other person says, I don't know. So in that case, they also say Chayev. So let's parallel those shitas of Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, like, and the other shitas that say, no, Lav Bari Adif. So that's where we ended off, and we'll pick up in a couple of minutes from Omar Lacha, five lines from the bottom. But just, we didn't get to at the end, talk a little bit about this major sugya of Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. A main question that is dealt with by the Achronim is how, let's say in the case of the Mishnah, how could you say Bari Vishema Bari Adif in this case where you're being Motzi Mamon? There's a Cheskas Mamon here. Usually we say the rule is HaMotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya, that if you're trying to be Motzi from someone, then you have to bring the proof. HaMotzi Mechaveru. And all of a sudden here, I go over to you and say, you owe me money, and you say, I don't know, I didn't bring any Raya, and you have to pay me the money. What happened to the Cheskas Mamon? Why should Bari win? And even though Tosfos said we're talking about a strong Bari here, I mean, they really know what exactly occurred. Why should the Bari be able to be Motzi Mamon? That is the question that the Achronim all tried to deal with. So if you look in the Pnei Yeshua says, well, we have two chazakas really working against each other, besides the Cheskas Mamon. We also have a chazaka that a person generally doesn't go to a stranger and say, you owe me money if he doesn't owe anything. Ein adam toveya ela im ken yeshlo. That's also a chazaka. We don't assume that people are rishayim just going over to others and demanding money. So that's also a chazaka. Number one, on the side of the Toveya. But then we have a chazak on the side of the Nitva. Ein adam meyas panav b'fnei balchovo. If somebody lends me money and I owe them, I'm not going to lie brazenly in front of them. So we have a chazakah, he won't be toveya without any basis. We have a chazakah that he won't lie in front of a person who lent him money. But says the Pnei Yeshua here, that second chazakah is weakened. Because he's not lying, he's saying, I don't know. So maybe I don't know, that's not a violation of Ein Adam Meyas. So says the Pnei Yeshua, that's why it's strong enough. Because besides the Bari, there's this Chazaka, Ein Adam Toveya Ela Im Ken Yeshlo, and the Chazaka that's usually working against it is weak, because it's a Suffolk. Nirali Dadakami Refuna Rabbi Yehuda, Bari Vishra Bariadif, Hanudafka, Baomer, Manali Biatcha, Dika Chazaka, Deinantove, Elam Kenyeshlo, Viachzuke, Inish Burashia, Lomachsakinan. Ella Dahasa, Mika Chazaka, Kenegda, Deina de Meis Panav, Mashenkin Hakashala, Toin, Shema. That is one suggestion, that because besides the Cheskes Mamon, there are other Chazakas working here, and it is the one that is working for the Nitva is weakened in this case because of the Taina of Shema. There was another suggestion that's made by Rav Shach. Where's Rav Shach? If you look in Choshen Mishpat, in Igris Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Rav Moshe, when he was still in Russia, has three tshuvas, 1922. Yud Kislev Tavsh Resh Pei Beis from Luban. 2. Malos Kvodi Yedidi Rav Elezer Menachem Shach Shlita B'Yeshiva Slutsk before he was in Panovich. So he has three tshuvas here discussing this sugya. He says, that which you asked me, and he had Rav Shach told a suggestion to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe did not like the suggestion. But what was the suggestion? He says, Mashakasav Yedidi Behezber Mashamani Chazaku Bar Yomigu, that which it works even to be Motzi Mamon. What did you suggest? Debedin toin v'nitanhu shem echa toin mechuyav chaveiro lahashav hein olav. You have an obligation if I demand something from you. And Didi Maminis, you have to give me an answer. So your answer might be, I don't know what you're talking about. You're for sure wrong. That's an answer. Right? If I come over to you and say, you owe me, I can say, no, you're wrong. That's a good answer. But, says Rav Shach, and Didi Maminis, you have an obligation to give an answer. You might not like my answer, but that's a chiyuv. Mechuyav chaveiro lahashiv, hein olav. V'tshuvas shema, ein a tshuva. And saying I don't know is not an effective answer. Raksha Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Savri, if it's not a good answer, why do the others say pater? Because they hold, shebelo birur, ein a taina. V'ein a mechuyav lahashiv. No, because they hold that it's not a claim that you have to answer. It isn't a good, shema is not a good answer. But if you didn't have a basis for your claim, then you don't have a good claim. But whenever there is a claim, you have to give an answer. So that's the machlokes between the Amoraim here. Says Rav Shach, the machlokes is whether this is considered a claim. If it's a claim, you have a chiyuv to give an answer. And an answer of Shema is not an answer. V'lachein ho'ilu amigu v'chazaka shetanaso t'itayna v'chulu. And that's how it can be motzi mamon, because here he didn't give an answer. There was a claim without an answer. Rav Moshe doesn't like that. He says, ine ikara yesod lenira klal. Temeichetesi, where do you get that from? If I come over to you without any basis, I could just walk away. I don't have to give you an answer. Temeichetesi neima shemechuyev hamuchzak lahashiv al tainaso. Rakulai kisheino meisha bebezdin efshar si yischashiv kohoda'a. Maybe if the shtika kohoda in certain cases that would work. But gamzeino barer avalomar she yischayiv lahashiv lo eze davar beloha chachas hoda'a. Shemitam ze lo toal tshuvas shema lo mistaver klau. Rav Moshe says, I don't think that is a suggestion, but again, that is Rav Shach quoted here in Rav Moshe. But again, you have to say somehow that once the person tainus Shema, this is the other achronim, without going into them, or maybe some of these, once a person tainus Shema, that somehow weakens his muchzak status. And that's why the other person's taina could be motzi. Because hamotzi echaver levaraya is one of the strongest chazakas that we have, cheskas mamon. So how could a bari, without any proof, undermine that? So either the Pnei Yeshua says there are other chazakas working here, Rav Shach says it's a chiddush that whenever there's a claim you have to answer, but the other way you have to say it is that the Shema undermines his muchzak status. Oh, maybe he's not a muchzak. The fact that he doesn't know whether this money is really should be his or not. If he wouldn't have said anything, it would have been better. Right? But if the fact that he says Shema, that weakens it. That is one part of the discussion.
Is I don't know meaning I don't know whether I borrowed money or
I don't know. Oh, so the Gemara does not say here whether it's any Odeim Praticha or any Odeim Nischayavti Lecha. I don't know either one. But it sounds like here, it's even if he says any Odeim Impraticha. I'm sorry, I know Odeim Nischayavti Lecha. I have no idea. I have no idea. Meaning he doesn't admit to the Cheskas Chiyuv. Does not agree. There's no limitation here. The other interesting discussion that the Pnei Yeshua in the continuation discusses is, he says, if this is true, Bari Vishema Bari Adif, so why is there ever a concept of being Meshiv Aveda Bisimanim? I found something on the street. And you come to me and say, oh, that's mine. And I say, prove it. What do you mean prove it? He's a Bari, I'm a Shema. I have no idea whose it is. Why should you ever have to prove that that item is yours? Bari v'shema, Bari Adif. Unbelievable. Ask the Bnei Yeshua. Why do you ever have such a concept? Kashali yimkena my yitzra kra la hadura yaveda besimanim. Kivin shetoin Bari v'ena damachisho b'Bari v'amotzi toin Shema. That's the Shaila. He says v'yesh liyashev. Dishani Hasam Inyan Mitzia. There is different. Because who says that you're right, you're Bari, but who says this has anything to do with you? It could have been lost by Rove of the world, anybody else. So you're saying Bari, but then maybe there's other Baris out there. So your Bari is nothing different. Oh, if you're married to me, okay, your Bari is unique. If you come over to me, I didn't make this announcement, I found something. You come over to me out of the blue and say, I owe you. Okay, then it seems like there's something specific. But here I found an item. You have no idea whose it is. It could have come from anybody in the world. So there he says, that's your Bari is not going to work. That's why you have to bring Siman. That's the Pnei Yeshua's suggestion. Reb Chaim thinks it's just Gzeiras HaKasef. Reb Chaim quoted a number of Svarim. Reb Chaim quoted here in the Biurei Adaf, he quotes that that's the Chiddush HaTorah of Hashavas Aveda. The Chiddush HaTorah is that it has to be with, we just find a lashon. He says, "Shezgzeres hakasav b'din Hashavas Aveda she'ein lahachzer Aveda el al pi drisha v'chakira she'eino ramai ubari v'shema eino nechshav kidrisha she'eino ramai." The special din of making sure he's not a ramai by Hashavas Aveda, even though based on other rules of dini mamonis, it should work. Okay, as we see, there's a lot going on here, but we'll leave it for that for now in terms of the first line. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that there is a parallel. We want to say, can we parallel these two machlokos, the Mishnah machlokos about Ksuba and the discussion of Dini Maminis of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? So the Gemara says, 5 lines up, maybe not. Amalacha Rav Nachman, anad amri afiluk Rav Gamliel. Rav Nachman says, maybe not, maybe I could hold, even like Rav Gamliel, meaning Rav Nachman, in the Dini Maminis case, who says, Pater, who says, if I come over to you, I cannot be Motzi Mamon, meaning we don't say Bari Adif, maybe he holds like Rav Kikud, like Rav Gamliel, or Gamliel in the Mishnah, who says that the woman's believed. Bari v'shema Bari Adif. Why? What's the difference? In two directions, we reject the parallel. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Gamliel hasam. Where does Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah say that she is believed? Ella di'ika migu. Oh, shastavik. She has a migu. What migu? Migu always means that she could have said something better. So this is not, the Rishonim already point out, the Rashba here. It's not exactly the normal type of migu that we usually have. What's the normal type of migu we usually have? Well, you could have said something which would have been believed totally 100%. There's no arguing on you. You could have said that. You could have done that. You have a shtar, and you say, oh, this shtar is paid up. So you could have just burned the shtar. You didn't have to bring it here and say it was paid up. So you could have done something different where you for sure would have been believed because there wouldn't have been any way to disprove you. So the fact that you said it is a kosher shtar but it's paid up, okay, that's a migu. Here, what's the migu? What could she have said? And that is why Rabbi Gamliel believes her. Rashi explains, mukat eitz. Instead of saying that I was ne'enas after Erisin, meaning, and I was zochet at 200, and I should be zochet at 200, I could have said mukateitz. What do you mean mukateitz? She's still admitting she's not a psula. Rashi says, why is it a better claim? Because she would still be mutaris lekohen. That's Rashi. There is still something better about her claim that she could have said, and therefore, because she didn't say it, that's called a migu. We'll get to the lambda soon. Aval hacha, let's continue. My migu ika. But in the case of Dini Maminis, what's the migu? There's no better claim that he could have said. He just comes over and says, "Yomi money, inami." Or another way to reject the parallel: Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Gamliel hasam. When does Rabbi Gamliel say there that she is believed? Elad to Amrina ukma chazaka. She has a cheskas besula. Her whole life since she's born, she's a psula. So our question is now: when did that change? So she has a chazaka, cheskas haguf, that we keep that status going until the latest time possible. That's after Erisin. So she has a cheskas haguf. Right, Rashi says, misafka lan ashas Erisin, I besula have, vinishtabe lolamasayim. Was she a psula at the moment of Kiddushin, and there was a shibut of 200? I beula have. So hamid isha al cheskaso besula nolda. So you go get cheskas haguf. So, oh, in our Mishnah, she is a cheskas aguf. And that's what she would be believed. Back to the Gemara. Abal hacha mai chazaka isle lahai. What chazaka does the toveya have? None. So therefore, our Mishnah is better either because she has a migu or because she has a chazaka. Let's just finish up. Hachanami mistavre. This also makes sense not to parallel the machlokos. Kiddushka mishanina de Rav Nachman u d'amar kreba gamliel. To say that Rav Nachman, who says pater in the Gemara's discussion, holds like Rav Gamliel, who says she's ne'emenes. Why? D'im kain, kasha hilchza hilchza. Because if you would parallel them, you'd have a problem. Why? D'kayim alon hilchza k'Rav Nachman bedini. We paskin like Rav Nachman, whenever there's a machlokes, amora'im in dini mamanis. And Rav Nachman says, in the Gemara's case, pater, right, by the Tovea case, u'baha amar Rav Yehuda, amar Shmuel, achal k'Rav Gamliel. So Rav Nachman holds Bari Vishem Alav Bari Yadif, but we also pass like Rav Gamliel in the case of the Mishnah Bari Yadif. So that's why Alav Shmamina Kid the Mishanina and Shmamina. That's why it makes sense to reject the parallel because Alach Lamaisa we don't hold that these two are parallel. So like we said, Tosfos and the Rashba both say last line of the top Tosfos that this is not a normal migu where it would have been a bona fide claim without any argument. So if she would have said a mukatzeitz, so he still would have said it happened beforehand. There would still be a machlokas. Migu is usually, well, you have nothing to say against me if I would have said that claim. So Tosfos says in the second to last line on top, v'lo kari le migu elo lefishi taina meula biyoser. It's using that word migu just in the way of, well, it's a better claim. It wouldn't have been a bomb claim like Migu sometimes is. It just means it's a better claim. Or the Rashba's Lashon here. He also says, Yesh lomer da'ashkechen Migu ki ha de'lo mehem min tfei ita'in idach ta'inasa achri. See? It's not that you would have been believed more, but still it's a better claim. Yafilu hachi kiva da'havi le'lemeimar ta'ina de'shapir tamina. Since you could have said something better for you, mehem min mishim bari v'shema av makam bari v'bari lo. Okay, that's what they point out. This is not a normal case of Migu. Rebbe Chanan, the Achronim point out, his formulation of Migu works out a little better. This is probably one of the more well-known sources in the Sugya of Migu. Rebbe Chanan, in the second volume of Kovet Shiurim, in Simen Gimel, where he talks about Migu, he says there are really two understandings of Migu in general. So one of them works out better for our application of Migu. And that is, what's the pashas of Migu? Why would you say Migu works? Why does Migu work? Because I could have claimed something better, which would have totally been believed, and you wouldn't have been able to argue with it, so it must be I'm telling the truth. Because I said the worst claim, so it must be I'm telling the truth. I could have just ripped up the shtar. I brought it to Bezdin and says, yeah, here's the shtar, but it's already paid up. Or it's a falsified shtar. So I could have just kept quiet. Right? Similar to an idea of Pesha Asar or Pesha Hiter. Similar to that idea of Hashem, which we'll have in about 9 Vlad and Daf Chav Beis. Right, Pesha, I come to a new city and I say, hi, I'm a divorced woman. I could have just said I'm single. You don't know that I was married. But I say I'm divorced, so I was the one. I could have said a better claim. So we believe you. That's the simplest interpretation of Migu, that I could have said something better. Which then you get to the bomb kasha on Migu, and that is, well, if somebody ever learned to the base medrash a little bit and knows about the concept of Migu, so they could always make up a story and say the worst claim in order to be believed from the, they could have said the better claim. Okay, good kasha. We don't assume that everybody out there in, on the street knows the halachas of Migu and thinks of the lumdus of, I could have done it better. Okay, but there's another, that's the first understanding of Migu. To who anan saadi shehu omer emes, de mali l'shaker, de hayo yachol liton tayna tova mizu. Number one. But then there's another concept of Migu. Maybe that was the motivation. But the other way of Migu understanding, what's called in the Achronim, koach hatayna. What is koach hatayna? That means not literally that, well, you must not be lying, but because you have a better claim that you could have said, we give you the power as if you said that claim. Not just because, oh, if you were really lying, you could have done that, and therefore you must be telling the truth here. No, because you had a better claim, it's as if you said that better claim. And we give you the power of that better claim. Yesh lomar, de'eno mitam anan sadi, elo shehu din ne'emanus. It's a chiddush haTorah. It's a special din of ne'emanus. To be koach ha-ne'emanus, sheyesh lo liton taina acheres, ne'eman gam al taina zos, shehu toein. We give the power of that other claim to the claim that you meant, that you said, because you could have mentioned that other claim. It's a halacha in the emunus that we give you that. If that's true, then maybe that works out a little better according to our application of Migu. Because our case isn't something that, oh, you definitely would have been believed the other case. You'd have the same machlok as the wife and the husband. Right? She doesn't have any proof that she was a mukadates. It would have been a better claim for her, though. Ah, a better claim? So if it's a better claim, so we give the power of that better claim. We're not going to say she's Muteris LaCohen here. We're not going to say the exact application of that, but that is the two understandings of Migu and how they would work in this regard. Okay, let's continue now in the Mishnah. Next case. Next machlokas. He omereth mukadetzani. She says, I was a mukadetz. When Rashi says, this is kodem she'erastich. That's why the Gemara is going to have a discussion. What exactly is a machlokas? She was, I was mukadetz before kiddushin. Vehu omer lo ki eladruz as isha. And he says, no, you are niveles. You are niveles. So what is each one claiming? Unclear. In the Mishnah, we'll have to see in the Gemara. Obviously, she's claiming more money than he wants to give, but we don't know how much. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim Ne'emenes. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer says in this case that she is believed Mukatzeitz, and therefore she wins whatever she's claiming. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, no. Lo mipia anu chayin. We do not live based on her mouth. Remember we said the beautiful Ritva yesterday? What does that mean? That the world stands on Din MS and Shalom, and therefore we don't say she is MS, she is not holding up the world here, and that's why that's the Lashon of Lomi Pia Anuchayin, we're not living, we don't exist because of that. Ela Harizu Becheskas Drusas Ish Anshatavi Raya Lidvareha, but we assume he's right until she brings a proof. Good. Rashi, by the way, on in the previous Gemara, on Yubez Mabez, said also here she has a Migu. Right? We said, oh, Rabbi Gamliel always has a Migu. Right, what's the migo they could have, she could have said here? Right, Rashi quotes in the second half of that Rashi. She could have said, "V'kamer mukat says ani kodem lachein." Vein li, I'm sorry, where's the other lashon? Shavina kush in that. Go na kiyom es mukat says ani darmin amigo di boy tainan tainam alisa mehach. And then he says, "V'kamer ne nasi v'sharazi v'kam mifsla." I just want to find it. I'm sorry. By mukat says ani tachtecha v'islam mason. V'kamer mukat says ani kodem lachein v'ni elamana. She could have tied it. I was mukat says afterwards, not before. That was the Rashi on Yudbeis Mabeis. Okay, sorry. Let's go back to the Gemara. So that's the machlokas here. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elezer versus Rabbi Yeshua again. So Tanatayu b'mai. What are they arguing about? She says I was mukat says before the kiddushin. He says no, you were niveles. So this relates to the Mishnah we had yesterday. How much does a mukadetz get? Remember we had a machlokes on Daf Yud Beizim and Aleph. What does a mukadetz get? Does a mukadetz get on Daf Yud Aleph, right? According to machlokes, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, Rabbi Meir says the mukadetz gets 200, Yud Aleph and Aleph at the bottom, and the Chachamim say, no, mukadetz gets a ksuba of amana, right? Whether a woman had an injury and she was not a ba'ula, but she doesn't have a sulim. What's the ksuba? Rabbi Meir says 200, or Chum say 100. So who is our Mishnah according to? So, Tanatayo b'mai, Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'masayim umana. Rabbi Yochanan says the issue is 200, 100. She's claiming 200 because she passes like Rabbi Meir. Not she, the Mishnah, the first version of Rabbi Meir. And he is claiming, no, I'm only giving you 100. That's one version of the Machlokas. Rabbi Elazar Amar b'mana v'lo klum. Rabbi Elazar says, no. She's claiming 100, and he's saying 0. What's the issue? Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'masayim v'mana. Rabbi Yochanan, who says the machlokas between them is 200, 100. Savar la k'Rabbi Meir. He holds like Rabbi Meir de Amar, who said 2 days ago, bein hikirba, bein lo hikirba, masayim. That whether he knew that she was in mukadetz before or did not, 200. So she says, I'm sorry, I didn't tell you, I forgot. Or I forgot, and I didn't want you to know. I didn't know you if you would marry me. But either way, I get 200 because mukadetz get 200. And he says no. He says 100. Rabbi Lazar Omer no, b'mana v'lo klum savala k'rabanan. Rabbi Lazar says the Mishnah is holding like the Rabbanan. De Amri bein hikir ba bein lo hikir ba mana, and therefore he's claiming 0, and she is claiming 100. So, Bishlama Rabbi Lazar Lukamer Kreb Yochanan. I understand why Rabbi Lazar would understand the Mishnah as 100 versus 0 to come Muki Lakarabanan. Because he would want the Mishnah to be like the Rabbanan, like the Rabbim. Elo Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Elo Amar Kreb Yelazar. Why did Rabbi Yochanan Dafka want to understand the Mishnah like The shita of Rabbi Meir, why didn't he go like Rabbi Lazar? So the Gemara, he answers because of a different shita that he holds. Kasavar kansa becheskas besula v'nimseis beula yesh lak subamana. Because I hold, says Rabbi Yochanan, that if she marry, he gets married on the chazaka that she's a besula, and she turns out not to be a besula, he still has to pay her 100, not 200, but it's not a total mekaktos. So that's why she still gets 100. So hacha hu ka'amar mana. He's claiming I only want to give you 100. The he ka'amar mana. And if she, if we hold like the Rabbanan, who says Mugadez only gets 100, so ma'ika beitana didei letana dida. There wouldn't be a machlokas between the husband and the wife here. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, if I hold kanta becheskas psula v'nimsas bula is mana, I have to say the mission is like Rabbi Meir, if there is a machlokas between the isha and the bailah here. Good. Weiter, Bishlama, the Rabbi Elazar. Now the another question. According to Rabbi Elazar, I understand who said that this Mishnah is like the Rabbanan Hainu Tektani Tarti. I understand why there are two cases in the Mishnah. On the case of Misha Rastani Nanasti and this case of Mukadates. Why there are two? Chadala Fuke Midirami Barchama. One of them, the earlier Mishnah to go against Rami Barchama, who spoke about, you know, the issue of Mukadates and Loklum, meaning I think that's wrong. Vachadala Fuke Midirabhiya Baravin Amar of Shejas, and one to go against Amar Chia Baravin, who says, he's the one that held Kansa Bachaskat Sulav and says Bula Yishlak Subamana. So Rabbi Elazar is saying, and I, this Mishnah goes against that. That's why this Machlokas is 100-0. So that's why you understand there are two cases to tell you the Chiddush. To be la'afuke, the shita that he does not hold like. El Rabbi Yochanan tati lamali, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, what do you need both cases for? Meaning, he doesn't have the second rejection. He holds, kansa becheskas school of animsas be'ula, you get ksuba v'mana. So why does he have both of these cases between the husband and the wife, and the same machlokas tanoim? So, chadelo diecha kocha de Rabbi Gamliel, v'chadelo diecha kocha de Rabbi Yeshua. To tell you each the strength of each of the opinions. Kamaisa lo diecha kochad Rabbi Yoshua, the previous Mishnah is to tell you the Chiddush of Rabbi Yoshua, who says that we don't believe her, the afal gav diecha lemimer migu, lo mehemna, even though she has a migu, she could have said mukadates, still, we don't believe her. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yoshua. Maybe because he holds the principle of migu, maybe because of his problems like we had before, that this is not a normal case of migu. Basraisa lo diecha kochad Rabbi Gamliel, and the second case is the Chiddush of Rabbi Gamliel. Ta'afagav deleka lemeimer migu mehemna. Even though there isn't such a strong migu, she is still believed. Why isn't it such a strong migu? Because according to Rabbi Meir, right, even Mukadates gets 200. So it's not such a strong migu. A little difficult that Rashi mentions that there is some type of migu here. There are other Rishonim to point that out. But mehemna, she is still, she would still be believed there. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Gamliel. Ask the Ritva. As Ritva, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan's version of the Mishnah. So what's the case? She says you owe me 200, and he says no, I only owe you 100, because Mukadates gets a ksuba of 100. So we have a machlokas, how much needs to be paid? As the Ritva, isn't this according to Rabbi Yoshua? Rabbi Yoshua says that we believe him, and therefore he is pater, or only has to pay 100. Isn't this a regular case of modu b'miksas? As the Ritva. She says 200, he says 100. So why doesn't he have to take a shvua? And he can't take a shvua because he has no idea what happens. He's a taina shema. And therefore, what's the principle if somebody is chayav a shvua and he can't take a shvua? Mitoch she'eni yachol yishava mishalim. The principle, there are a few principles of mitoch, right? But this is one of the principles of mitoch. Mitoch she'eni yachol yishava mishalim. Ask the Ritva, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he should have to pay the whole thing. Right? Isn't this a case of modem mixas? We know, we mentioned last time, I think, 2 days ago, there are three shvuah daraisis. Right? One of them is modem mixas. Shvuah seidechot, shvuah sashomrim, shvuah modem mixas. If anybody is toveya, so then, that's it. V'im kain, that's the ritva, Rabbi Yeshua, amai pator, hohavile modem mixas, v'yomar lashar eini odeya. He says, I owe you 100, the other half? I don't know. So what's always the rule? U'mechuyiv shvuah she'eini yachal yishavahu v'chayiv l'shalim. At the Ritva's Kasha on Rabbi Yoshua, why isn't this a case of Modem Mixas? And he has two answers. Answer number one is a Chiddush in Mitoch, that one has to research Pesecha Shvu is for. V'tirei tzri, you only say the principle of Mitoch where he should have known, where it's his fault. V'yeh shlomar, delo amrinan mechuyav shvua, shein yochel yishav ha-mishalim, elaheicha tahavi le-lameida, v'efshar shahadin emes. Says that's maybe he holds like that. V'yafal pi sheish chok, and I love, even though there are some that argue on that, kedai rabbeinu lismach alav in this case. So answer number one is maybe that principle only applies where he should have known. Here the husband shouldn't have known. He had no idea. He has no idea. So that's why maybe there's a chiddush in mitoch. That's answer number one. Second chiddush is a chiddush in modes of a mixas. You always have to know there are three areas of halacha that are overlapping here. There's mitoch, there's modes of a mixas, and there's halachas of ksuba and psula. So to answer this question, you have to tell me a chiddush in one of those areas. So the first answer is a chiddush in mitoch. The second answer is going to be a chiddush in modes of a mixas. Says the Ritva, this is not called modes of a mixas. Why? The Efshar, he says, Abel od yeshlomar, tahacha lekem modem emiksas. Why? Shahamana ha'echad mechuyiv gamerhu, sheinu yachal lichbar bo. The 100, what's the case over here, according to Rabbi Yeshua? She says 200, he says 100. 100 ain't brera, he has to admit to. Because what happened? She was mukadates? So, yeah, that's not even called a hodah on the first 100. He has to admit to that. So all he did here was kofar bakol. That's all he did. It's not a case of modem mixas. Each one of these hundreds are separate. The amrina kaza becheskas psula v'nesis b'ulah yishlak subamana. V'lekala mitan shezinsa tachtov. Debi shekidei shubala altaras kidan. Like we said, the almana hasheni chokin. Only machlokas is about the extra hundred. V'yomer alav eni odeya. Uki'ilu tavu. It's just like a case of tavu mana b'shtar mana alpeh. I come to you, I say, you owe me 200. Here's a shtar on 100, and I know by heart that you owe me the other 100. So the shtar, you have to pay me. And what if you deny the other 100? What, that's modem mixas? No. That's modem bakol on this 100, and kofar bakol on the other 100. And what's the din of kofar bakol? Potter. Maybe shvuas hesis, like we discussed, but that's it. So he says, therefore, you're going to be potter. So that's the chiddush here. It's not modem mixas. The first case is, it's not mitoch. The second answer is that it's not modem mixas. But either way, the Ritva brings us into the world of Maseches Shavuos right here, helping us fulfill Ksubis Shas Katan. So that is the Ritva's comment right here on Daf Yud Gimel. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Ra'ua Midaberes Im Echad. What happens if we see we are now switching gears? No longer a case of husband and wife arguing, but there's a case of an unmarried woman who did something. Unmarried woman. And let's say she's pregnant, and we have no idea who the father is. So, Ra'uma daberes emechad, we see her literally speaking with somebody. Va'amru la mativu shalizu, and Beth and Sester, who is this guy? Who was this man? And she answers, Ish ploni v'koeinu. He was a kosher person. He was a kosher person. The Shilma Kubatsas already says, the reason that the Gemara here is going to assume that it wasn't just talking was because if it was just a man and a woman talking, we wouldn't be asking them all these questions. It must have been there was something deeper than just talking, and the Mishnah is using a Lashon that's euphemistic. So we'll have to see in the Gemara what exactly the Mishnah means. But that's why. Who is this man? So, Ish Ploni V'Koinu. So-and-so. But he's a kosher guy. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Mnei Amenes. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, okay, she's believed to say that he was a kosher man that she was with. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, again, Lo Mipi Anuchayin, no, Ela Harezu, Becheskas Be'ula, Lenasin Ula Mamzer. We have to assume the worst, that she was Nivelis to a Nasin and to a Mamzer, or to a Mamzer, Achetavi Raya Ledvarea, until she brings a Raya to her words. The Bnei Yeshua says, this is even worse than assuming that he was a guy. If he was a guy, the children aren't affected. Right? She's Jewish. But if it was a Nasin or a Mamzer, even the children are affected. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua adds. It's, we have to assume the worst, not just bad. Right? Because a guy would have been better, so to speak. So we have to assume that Hashatavi Rai L'dvareha. That's if Midaberes, we'll have to see what Midaberes means. Haisam Uberes, or similarly. What if we don't see the man, but we just see she's pregnant. V'amru la mativa shal ubar zu, me'ish ploni v'koeinu. She says it's a kosher ubar. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Ne'emenes, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Lame Pia Nuchayin, Ela Harizu B'cheskas Muberes, L'nosim L'mamzer, Achatavi Raya, Lidva Reha. Until she brings a Raya. Tosas points out Tosas Ve'ein, he says, it must be a case where she is modeh that she, as in the first case of the Mishnah, that she was modeh that she was Niv'eles. Because if not, then there would be a svek sveika lekula according to everybody. Maybe she wasn't nivellus, and even if she was nivellus, maybe she was lekusher. Meaning it has to be a case where she admits. She admits nivellus, as we will see soon.
What kind of a raya could she bring that would be satisfactory? Once
she has to bring a what kind of a raya? Well, she's not bringing DNA. She has to bring a raya, Adam. She brings Adam about who she was with. That's the only raya that that would be a raya. There is a shaila in the Rishonim. The Shimon Kubetz says here, quotes the Rivash. If you take the Mishnah's Lashon literally, what is she saying? Ish ploni. She's identifying the specific man. Ish ploni v'koinu. Says the Rivash, that's the language of the Mishnah. And the Rivash first has two deis. He says, Urcha de Milsa Nakat. Shaderach Isha Leiden Lamid Nivala. Va'od Ashmina L'Rabusa. The Afilu Omeris Ish Ploni ain't an menace to Rabbi Yeshua. It's unbelievable. She's identifying the man. Rabbi Yeshua still says, and what if he says, yeah, it's me? Doesn't matter. Still, Rabbi Yeshua would say, ain't an menace. Va'od Efshar, then he says, it's possible to the Rabbi Gamliel, maybe it's Bedafka, that according to Rabbi Gamliel, she is not an menace unless she names the guy. And that's Bedafka. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua's Chiddush is even, she's not an menace in this case, and maybe Rabbi Gamliel, even if she does, if she, it, So that's why it could be that it's bedafka according to each one. The achronim, and it's already in the Rishonim here. The Sheet of Kubetz here quotes, it is enough, though, for her to asser herself on the krovim of this man. That's enough. Even if we might not believe her, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's enough to asser her on the krovim. What happens, the Rabbi Kivager asks and others, what happens if we go over to this guy and the guy says, I don't know what she's talking about? Does Rabbi Gamliel there say that menace too? The Rivash says, oh, only if she identifies. What if she identifies and the guy denies it? So do we still believe her according to Rabbi Gamliel? That's a discussion in the Achronim. Okay, there's a Tumas Hadeshin if you want to look in Reish Samach Zayin, but we don't have time right now. Let's continue. So my Medaberes, what does the Reisha mean that Medaberes we saw her talking to somebody? Ze'iri Amar Nistarar. Ze'iri says it means we saw Yichud. We saw them have Yichud. And again, Tosfos added, she admits that there was Bia, but there was no Edim on the Bia. But Nistara, all we saw is Yichud. Rav Asi Amar Nivala. Rav Asi says, no, we actually saw the Maisabiyah or whatever has to be seen of the Maisabiyah to be considered Edis. So Bishlam Allah Ze'iri Hanet Dektani Medaberes. According to Ze'iri, I understand why it says Medaberes, because it doesn't literally mean Nivala. El Rav Asi Mai Medaberes. Lishnamalia. It's just a lashon of euphemistic to be cleaner. Kidachsiv, achlo, machtapi of amra lo palti oven. Like the Pater says in Mishle, referring to a mazona, that she using a mashal of wiping her mouth, even though that's not exactly what it means. Bishlam ala Ze'iri, hainet duktani tarti, midaberes, umu uberes. According to Ze'iri, I understand the difference between the cases. The first is where they saw Yichud. The second case is where they saw Mamish Bia. Why did they say Bia? Because she's pregnant. Elder of Asi, tarti, lamali. But according to Rav Asi, isn't it basically the same case? If they saw Maisa Bia, and then in the second case, so there was a Maisa Bia, so she's pregnant, but it's the same issue. So why would there be two cases? Answer, chad elahachshir ba, v'chad elahachshir bebita. The first case, the chiddush is, that according to Rav Gamliel, we say she was nivala l'kasher la, but lav dafka, that would be enough for her child. Why? Because, as the Gemara is going to say by the Shem soon, she has a cheskas kashrus from when she was born until now. So that's why we can say that cheskas kashrus continues. Her child is born in doubt. We have no idea. The child doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. So maybe even if you would say the mother is kshera, maybe the daughter is not kshera. That's the chiddush. That's why you have to have two cases, according to Rav Gamliel, to say that not only is she kshera, but her daughter is kshera. So Gemara says, okay, hani chalamanda amar l'devriya machshir b'machshir bevita. That works according to that opinion. To the one that says the mother is kshera and the daughter is kshera. Which is interesting. Why should that svara work? Right? Isn't that a good claim that there's a cheskas kashas? The Shev Shmaisa talks a lot about this. In Shmaisa Dalid, the Ksos in Shev Shmaisa, he says, it must be that whenever you have a chazaka can answer questions that's not even directly related to the chazaka. This chazaka is only for the mother. But we're able to use it for the daughter. It must be chazaka has this all-encompassing power. And he proves it from other contexts. That even though it doesn't relate specifically to the question of her, it could still be enough for her. But if you say like the other opinion, then no, the question is better than the answer. She's Ksheira, but the daughter is not. So then the question is, back to Rav Asi, what do you need two cases for? The answer is, Rav Asi Sofer, come on, Darmel, Diri Amakshir, Amakshir Bebita. Rav Asi would hold like the other opinion of kosher, and that's why there are two cases, period. Omer le Rav Papa, La Abaya, Li Ze'iri, De Omar Mai Medaberes Nistara. According to Ze'iri, who says the Edim in the Mishnah are Nistara. That's the case. All we saw was Yichud. The Amar of Yeshua, Lo Mehemna, and Rabbi Yeshua says she is not believed, meaning, for Rabbi Yeshua, when we see Yichud, we assume the worst. We assume Nivala Lepasola. So isn't that against the following? Ha'amar Rav, Malkin ala Yichud, Veinosin ala Yichud. Rav holds that if there is two people who have Yichud, we can give Malkus based on Yichud for violating that, Malkus Mardus, but we don't aser a woman on her husband if it was Yichud. We have halachas of Sota, if there's Kinui before, but if there's no Kinui, there's no warning, a woman's just Nistra has Yichud with, a married woman has Yichud with a man, that's all we know, and there's Edom on that, we paskin that she's not aser l'baila. Right? Malkin ala Yichud, Veinosin ala Yichud. So Lema Delok Rabbi Yeshua, is that a, would Rabbi Yeshua argue on that? Because Rabbi Yeshua in our case says, once she has Yichud, then we say, we assume the worst. So the Gemara answers, no, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yeshua, Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. Could be really, usually Rabbi Yeshua does not assume the worst by a regular case of Yichud. But, Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. We assume Nival ala Apostle because we don't want her marrying a Kohen. Right, that is the special Milo that we have, but generally, we would not have to jump to that assumption. Remember, there's some Hilchas Yichud, some Yisrim of Yichud that are Daraisa, and some that are Darabanan. Right, the Gemara, we're going to get to B'ez Hashem, a couple of next year sometime, in the end of Kiddushin, on Daf Pei, where the Gemara discusses what's Daraisa, what's Darabanan, what did David HaMelech institute, right after the Rachman al-San, the terrible story of Amnon and Tamar, there's different levels of Yichud, but there is some Yichud that is Daraisa, some that is Darabanan. Meisvei, last line. If they see her go into a private area, Ola Churva, or into a dilapidated building area, which is also a private area, Va'amrula Mativa Shalizu. And they ask, same thing, they ask, who is this guy? Kohen who? Ben Achi Abahu. He's a Kohen, he's my cousin. So she says he's a kosher. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Blazer, Omer Mnei Menes, Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Lomi Pianu Chayin, El Arav Zubaches Gazbulu Nasrin, Lamam Zerach Davi Rai Ledvareha. Same exact case, but here, what's the lashon used? They went into a seiser or churva. So why two words? Bishlam Al Ziri, according to Ziri, who says that, remember, midaberes can mean just nistera, but not nivala. That's Ziri. So Bishlam Al Ziri. That's why it says two cases. Let's say Seser. Seser means just Nistara. Ola Churva, that's a real private place there. We might have to be Choshish Nivala. Ela Rav Asi, De Omar Nivala, Tarti Lamali. According to Rav Asi, whenever there's Yichud, we have to assume the worst. So therefore, why do you have two cases here? Answer, Chadaktani, really it's one case. Le Seser De Churva. It means the private area of the Churva. Says the Gemara, but it doesn't say that. Vahala Seser, or Le Churva Ktani. Interesting, sometimes the Gemara will accept a Chisura Mechzura, and sometimes the Gemara will say, but it doesn't say that. So I guess whenever it has a choice, you know, it'll try not to accept that. But it says an O. So the Gemara says, Chad Achurva of the Masa, Vachad Achurva de Davra. It depends if it's a private area in a city, or it's a private area totally in the wilderness, in the fields. Vitzrichi, that's the, you need the Chiddush of both. The Yashmin and Churva de Masa, if it's a private area in the city. So where do these people live? In the city, probably in a Jewish city. So Baha Kamaksha Rabbi Gamliel, if you'd have only had that, I would have thought that's where Rabbi Gamliel says that you could trust her. Mishum de Rov Ksher Metzla. Rov Ksher are in the city. Interesting, let's just finish the line. Aval Achurva de Davra drove Psulin Etzla, but in a Churva outside the area, Ema Modulei the Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe he'll agree to Rabbi Yeshua. And that's the Chiddush. No, even in the Davra, you could assume, even though it's Rov Psulin there, still Ksheira. Still Ksheira. It's the Chiddush. Why do you say that? If it's Rov Psulin in that area, why does Rabbi Gamliel believe her? That's a discussion. Rashi here says, because she has a Cheskas Kashrus. Cheskas Kashrus. Tosva says, on the top, Tosva says, an Isha Mizane Bodekes Umizane. Even if a woman is Mizane, she checks out who she's being Mizane with. She doesn't want to, like, ruin it for her kids. Right, a woman, I mean, maybe for herself she has a taiva, but she's not going to ruin it for her kids. So that's why even rope psulim. The ishmina biyahi, biyahi ka'amar Rabbi Yeshua. And if you only have the case in the outside field, maybe only there Rabbi Yeshua says, do not trust her. Aval baha imamodil Rabbi Gamliel. But in the city, maybe you trust Rabbi Gamliel, it's rope ksheir metzla, so you could believe. For tzricha, that's why you need both in the case. We're going to get to this Bezeshem over the next couple of days also. Whenever you have a rove and a miut, it's a question, how do you define that population? Like here we're talking about who in the city, rove ksheim or rove psulim. But maybe you shouldn't define the population like that. You should define it as rove of the people who are mizana are blank. Not rove of the people in the city. So why should that be the population, the discussion? Right, where does it come up? We had this discussed in situations of IVF. The poskim discuss, can you assume that the zera is from a non-Jewish source? So do you go by people in the town, people in the city, or most people who give to these banks are not Jewish? Right? Many areas of halacha. How do you define the population will determine what's the rov. So here, the Gemara is assuming you go by how many people in the city. Not by how many people. We'll see, Bezrim, in a couple of dafim. Do you go by most people traveling through the city? Do you go by most people living in the city? Again, you have to know how to ask the question in order to know what the halachic answer is. Okay, weiter. Meisve, another shaila. So we're asking now according from the Tosefta. Same discussion, same machlokas, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel, but just only the second half is quoted here. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar always say, she's believed, and Rabbi Shua says no. So Meisve, Zu'eda she'isha k'sheira la. Rabbi Gamliel says that a woman is kosher to say that she was nevelos to a kosher. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, no, ain't an emina, she's not believed. Omer lahem, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, wait a minute. Iatem odim b'shvuya shenishbeis, v'yesh la'edim shenishbeis. Don't you admit if there's a woman that was captured, and there were eidim that she was captured. V'hi omeres tohorani she'ain an emenes. Don't you say in that case that she's not believed? You have to assume that she was nevelos to a shavui, somebody who was pasul. Omru lo aval. They say, that's true, we believe in that case, we agree. So as Rabbi Shua says, what's the difference? What's the difference between a case of Shvuya and this case? Answers Rabbi Gamliel, Lezu yesh edim, ulezu ein la edim. Right, the difference, to this one, there is edim. What does that mean? If she was Shvuya, she was definitely nevelos. So that's different. She was definitely nevelous because she was nishes ben obdei kochav and they're prutz and barayas, so that's why it's worse. But lezu, to this case, it's a case of midaberes ein lo edim. So Amar lahem, Rabbi Yeshua says, what about the second case of the Mishnah? Al lezu yesh edim shari kresa ben shineha. You're not being machalik between the pregnant case and the other case. So it's the same svaras there we know vaday there was nevelous. Amru lo, they answer, and the Gemara will explain how this is an answer, roved obdei kochav and prutz and barayos heim. That's different. Because by Shavuya, most of the Gachavim, who are the captors here, are Prutz and Barayas. And therefore, that's why that case is different. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yeshua says back to them, but wait a minute, Ein Aputravas Larayas. In the world of Arayas, again, a very famous line quoted in many contexts, and in the world of this Taiva, there's no control. And therefore, even in a case of not Ovdei Kochavim, we're still worried about Prutzim. We'll get back to that conversation. Let's just finish the Tosefta. When this machlokas apply, when the machlokas is about her own status. But regarding her daughter, she for sure is a shtuki. Shtuki means we don't know who the father is. Lamai nafkamina, what is the difference between shtuki and not shtuki? The Gemara will talk about it. But first, the Gemara talks about the Tosefta. Mai ka'amar lahu umai kamahajile. What was behind the conversation that took place between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel? So achi ka'amar lahu, this is what they answer to him. Hey shaftanu ala muberes. Fine, muberes, you got us. It's a good kasha. There's for sure bia there. Matishivenu ala muberes. But in the first case, you don't know there's a bia. Why do you have to assume the worst? Amar lahem. So he says, muberes hainu shvua. I don't think there's a difference between the two. Amru lo, said Rabbi Gamliel, answers, no, shiny shvuya, dro of the kohav, and prutz and barayas same. That case of shvuya is different. That's why we would agree with you there, that she was nivel olapasola. And Amr lahem, and he answers them, hanami, even this tater, ain't apuchabas larayas. Once there's yichud, there's no control. End of Tosefta discussion. Why do we bring the Tosefta? For the following. Ktani miyas tarti, midaberes umu uberes. But it's clear from the conversation here that it's two different cases. Midaberes is one case that they're arguing about, and Muberes is the other case. Tiyufta, the Ravasi Tiyufta. So it's a kasha and Ravasi, because Ravasi is medaberes, is niv'eles, which is the same thing as mu'uberes. So that's clear. Let's just do one little more section. Says the Gemara, Rashi says, we're going back to ask on Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua, who said this, ain't apu trabas la'arayas, v'tepik le'i da'hazim ropsulin etzla, v'achar ropsher metzla. Fine, you can't control yourself, a man and a woman, in yichud. But you can still assume that the man is kosher, even though you say, ain't apu trabas la'arayas. So, Messiah le'i Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. It must be that he supports Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, done Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, l'divri ha'machshir, machshir afilu b'ropsulin. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it's kosher even baro psulim, like we said before in the Davra case. L'devri ha-posel, posel afilu baro ksherim. And according to the one, it says posel, it must be Rabbi Yehoshua posels even baro ksherim, even baro ksherim, right? That's what we said in the Mishnah. You have to be worried that he was nasinu amamzer. Most people aren't nasinu mamzers. And yet, Rabbi Yehoshua still says that. So it must be apostles, even Baruch Sherim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, L'devri ha-machshir ba-machshir bebita, L'devri ha-posel ba-posel bebita. Rabbi Yochanan says it's across the board. If the chazaka works for her, it works for her daughter also. As we mentioned before from the Shev Shmaitza. If it doesn't work for her, it doesn't work for her daughter. Rabbi Elezer, Amar L'devri ha-machshir ba-posel bebita. Rabbi says, no. It works for her, it doesn't work for her daughter. Amar Rabba, my time, Rabbi Elazar, Bishlama I, Isla Cheskas Kashrus. She has a cheskas kashrus from when she was born. Bita lesla chazaka de kashrus. Her daughter doesn't have that. There is an interesting last point just to mention. The Mishnah Mekubetza says, what do we need l'devri apostel ba posel ba bita? What's the chiddush of that line? Of course, l'devri apostel ba posel ba bita. Is there a way to say that she's the mother's posel and the daughter's kasher? Fine, the other line is a chiddush. Hamachshir ba machshir bita, but posel ba posel ba bita. So says the Shita, maybe the chiddush is that she's no worse than her mother. If you say her mother is asura lekohen, then the daughter is also only asura lekohen. You don't say that she is asura lekahal. L'divrei aposel, but posel abita, the same level. We don't have to say that the daughter is worse. That's the chiddush of that line, says the Shita Mekubetzos. Okay, I'll have to stop here, because the next point coming up has a lot to talk about, and B'ez Hashem, we'll get into two more daf to this first parak of Sveikus, and Migus and others. Okay, remember, again, today's shiur was sponsored in Le'ilui L'zechan Nishma Zisa Bas Elio Shlomo Celia Gewurz Levine Alea Shalom, whose 13th yahrzeit is today, dedicated by her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren for Neshama Shehav and Aliyah.